Section 1. The Failure of the Legacy System. The traditional financial world is built on a foundation of permission. In this system, your money is not truly yours, it is a liability of the bank. Throughout history, we have seen the consequences of this centralization, hyperinflation, frozen accounts, and the erosion of purchasing power. The 2008 financial crisis served as the final catalyst for Satoshi Nakamoto. When the Genesis block was mined, it contained a hidden message, the Times-03/Jan/2009 chancellor on brink of second bailout for banks. This was a permanent indictment of the fractional reserve banking system. Section 2, the cypherpunk roots. Bitcoin did not emerge from a vacuum. It was the culmination of decades of research by the cypherpunks, a group of cryptographers and activists who realized that privacy is necessary for an open society in the electronic age. Early attempts like Adam Back's Hashcash, Wei Dai's B-Money, and Nick Szabo's BitGold all tried to solve the puzzle. However, they all struggled with the double spending problem, the ability to copy a digital file and spend it twice. Satoshi's breakthrough was the combination of proof of work with a chain of blocks, creating a consensus mechanism that required no central authority. Section 3, the mathematics of scarcity. In the world of fiat currency, central banks can print money at will. This is effectively a tax on savers. Bitcoin introduces absolute scarcity. The 21 million cap. There will never be more than 21,000,000 BTC. The halving. Every 4 years, or 210,000 blocks. The reward for miners is cut in half, strictly controlling the inflation rate. Divisibility. Each Bitcoin is divisible into 100,000 units called Satoshis, sats, allowing it to scale for global microtransactions. This mathematical certainty creates a hard money standard that is superior to gold, which has an unknown total supply and is difficult to transport. Section 4, Proof of Work and Digital Energy. How do we ensure the network remains secure? The answer is proof of work, POW. Mining is the process of using specialized hardware, ASICs, to solve complex mathematical puzzles. This requires electricity, which acts as a bridge between the physical and digital worlds. By anchoring the network in the laws of thermodynamics, Bitcoin makes it prohibitively expensive to attack. To rewrite the history of the blockchain, an attacker would need to control more than 51% of the entire world's mining power, a feat that is practically impossible in 2026. Section 5, the ledger and immutability. Every transaction is recorded on a public ledger. This ledger is transparent, meaning anyone can audit the supply. But it is also pseudonymous, meaning your identity is not tied to your wallet address unless you choose to reveal it. Once a transaction is buried under several blocks, it becomes immutable. It cannot be reversed. This removes the chargeback fraud that costs merchants billions of dollars annually in the legacy system. In Bitcoin, code is law. Section 6, decentralization of power. Decentralization means there is no kill switch. 1. No CEO. There is no one to subpoena or pressure. 2. Global nodes. Thousands of computers run the Bitcoin software across every continent. 3. Open source. The code is public. Anyone can suggest improvements, but no one can force a change without the consensus of the users. This distribution of power ensures that Bitcoin remains neutral. It does not care about your race, religion, or political affiliation. It is money for enemies and money for friends alike. When you are ready to move beyond the traditional systems and exercise your own financial sovereignty, take control of your assets on our main swap hub / start swapping your assets seamlessly. Where the principles of decentralization meet your personal portfolio. Section 7, The Monetary Evolution, 2026 Perspective. As we stand in 2026, we see Bitcoin evolving through layers. Layer 1, the blockchain used for large, secure settlements. Layer 2, the Lightning Network used for instant payments, buying coffee, and streaming microcents to content creators. Layer 3, smart contracts bringing decentralized finance, DeFi, to the most secure network in existence. Bitcoin is no longer just digital gold, it is becoming the base layer for a new internet of value. Section 8, Self-Sovereignty and the Future. The ultimate goal of Bitcoin is self-sovereignty. By holding your own private keys, you become your own bank. You no longer need permission to send money across borders. You no longer fear your assets being seized by a local dictator. This shift represents the greatest transfer of power from institutions to individuals in human history. Bitcoin is a tool for freedom, a shield against inflation, and a lighthouse for a more honest financial future. Summary of principles. 1. Don't trust. Verify. Always check the math. Never trust the person. 2. Not your keys. Not your coins. If you don't control the seed phrase, you don't own the money. 3. Low time preference. Saving for the future instead of consuming in the present. 4. Censorship resistance. The right to transact is a fundamental human right. Bitcoin is the first global, neutral, and digital native monetary system. It is the evolution of money itself.